live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining us on the phone now, Mayor Karen Dunnigan of Jackson, the mayor of Jackson. Good evening. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about yourself?
Very good. Well, I promised when we spoke last a couple of weeks ago that I would get back with you because you said you had an announcement of some good news for Jackson, a new company coming in, and you didn't want to spill the beans. So we're following up with that, Mayor Dunnigan. Tell us who's come to town.
Well, the new company, and I'm sure you might have seen it, Cheryl, is called Semetal, and it's a chemical company that does chemical surfacing of parts, and that they're going to build a 200,000 square foot facility in our Smart Zone Technology Park, and it'll bring 75 jobs to the community.
Wow! When are they either breaking ground or are they taking over a facility already there?
No, they're breaking ground, and they will break ground in June is their target date.
Well, so not only do we have the 75 jobs once the plant is built, we have some construction jobs happening.
Probably close to 250 jobs will be there.
So this is a big win-win.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And every city in these budget times is loving this. Tell me about the Smart Zone in Jackson and how that's coming along and the state of that right now.
Yeah. Well, the Smart Zone actually is like a technology park, and we got that designation several years ago through efforts of the community. And what it is a tax capture area through the land development funds and that. So what it does is that the state recognizes it. So it's like I said, it's mostly just a tax capture for school taxes that the state will match for this new business.
Well, and it has to be encouraging to all folks in Michigan when companies such as this are coming to Michigan. Are they a Michigan-based company or coming in, or this is another plant for them?
Actually, they're moving their whole facility here. They have they bought a small plant in Jackson, and I know that they had plants, I believe, out in the Virginia area and down south, and so they're moving the whole facilities up here to one location.
Well, that's great news for the state, like I said, as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of their primary sources was the community and the workforce that was available here for them.
That was my next question. What kind of jobs are these trades jobs, skilled workers? I mean, technical, do we have an idea of that?
I would believe that, you know, they're going to have to have some technical jobs. And I know that at our colleges here, we've been training employees for these jobs. And not only that, with all the recent layoffs, we have a lot of people ready and willing to go back to work.
Well, yeah, this is certainly, I'm thrilled to be able to report something like this and to bring this to folks, because when we have companies moving from out of state and moving into the area and hiring people in construction to build, boy, that's nothing but good news.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for them to recognize that, you know, Jackson and Michigan is a place to do business.
Well, yeah, and that we have the workforce available to do anything that needs to be done. That's always good.
Absolutely.
And then the other subject we wanted to talk about, when we spoke last, we were talking about what had been in the headlines of Jackson consolidating its three fire stations in the city to
right.
one fire station. Has that consolidation been in progress, or is that in effect now?
It is in process, and we hope to have it completed by the end of the month.
Okay. And when we talked before, we talked about concerns that people have. Of course, anytime you hear, you know, closing two fire stations or anything like that, you know, it causes concern, people wondering about response times and so forth. Maybe you could clear some of that up for us and what your studies and investigations show.
Well, what the station is where we're moving the other two at is station number one is on North Jackson Street. And if we draw a circle around that, a two-mile radius, we hit every corner of the city except for the extreme southeast and southwest. and we have mutual aid with Summit Township, Blackman, and Leone. So they would help assist us in those two quadrants if we needed any help. And the nice thing about this, the extreme southwest is mostly our Ellisharp Park.
And so not a big residential area.
Not a big residential area, even though we have our museum there and some, you know, outbuildings and that and the golf course. But we have, you know, very few residents, you know, in that area.
So. Now, your fire department, does that also include ambulance and paramedic service as well?
Yes, that's everything.
Okay.
Yes.
So the response times are not of concern either. Obviously, the same coverage area for ambulance and response time as well.
Well, the ambulance service here is, you know, is a private enterprise. So, and they have trucks stationed all over through towns.
Okay. That's the clarification. You know, some areas around the Lansing area, they're, you know, of course, part of fire department,
right.
EMT, and so forth. So
yeah, well, we do have that through the fire department, but the ambulance service also is, you know, we have that, and that's a private enterprise.
It's becoming quite common, isn't it, Mayor Dunnigan, to join forces with neighboring communities for, you know, for coverage of, you know, police we're seeing up my direction in the Lansing area and fire services as well. This is becoming more and more common for cities to look at, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because it's money and there's a lack of. So, you know, we have to look at that and think, you know, how much money do we have? What can we afford? And, I mean, right now we're looking at putting on the ballot in May for the voters to vote on to go to public safety.
Mm-hmm. And so just looking for a tax increase for public safety specifically?
Well, no, for the voters to vote to let us go to public safety.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, because right now we can't. Our charter says that we have to have a police department and we have to have a fire department. So we'll take it to the voters to vote on going to public safety.
And maybe explain for folks what that means when you go to public safety.
Public safety basically means that our police and our firemen are cross-trained. So if there's an emergency, you know, everybody can go, whether they're police or they're fire, so because they're cross-trained. It will put more police on the streets, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have heard that once they're cross-trained, it does seem to work out that way.
It does, absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
when we spoke before, and I just want to make sure we're covering all of this, when we were consolidating into the one station from the three, I asked you before about a cut in staff, and how is that being handled?
Well, what we will do right now is putting them all under one roof because of the way that the union is established with them. We can only have so many chiefs, so many lieutenants, so many drivers. So everybody has to kind of just, you know, they just kind of have to go down in the pay scales. And we have several that are eligible for retirement. And so we feel that some will take that retirement. But come July 1st, because we had a last year, we voted not to have any layoffs if they extended the contract until after July 1st. But after July 1st, we look to take, and if we don't have enough layoffs or that, to put the force down to 15 to 16 people.
So it's just a sign of the times. I mean, it's just what has to be done.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fortunately, over the years in that, public safety and what was the safety of fire safety with homes and that, you know, with you know, smoke alarms and with teaching the kids about fire and that, you know, the number of fires in communities has, you know, greatly diminished over the years. And most of our high rises in our commercial buildings all have sprinkler systems. So, you know, over the years we've adapted to those and made those changes. And if you need a fire alarm or a smoke alarm and you don't have one in your house, you can go to the fire stations, and they do have those to give out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you updating on this. There's some great news in Jackson with the new company coming to town, and
yes.
We'll keep track and follow along with the consolidation and see how the budget process works out in Jackson. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Carrigan Dunnigan of Jackson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages. Brian Ritchie from MSU will keep us update us on some entrepreneurial opportunities there. And Joy Burwald of the YMCA. Stay with us.